Well, sorry. Yeah, obviously, I had the opportunity to watch you out there doing some runs on the track. How's the track feel for you today?
Man, I love this track. It's one of the fastest tracks we go to. You really feel the sensation of speed here, and it's been good to me. We've had some fast runs here, so I'm looking forward to the race come Saturday night.
Last week, you went from 17th to 3rd, and Talladega is not too friendly of a track to some of you guys.
Yeah, it is. It's a tough speedway racing now. It's one of those things that everybody loves to watch, and it's tough for the drivers and the families to watch, but I have fun doing it when I get the opportunity to make a big run and stay in the race.
Some of the biggest challenges that you have when you're out on the track?
I think the biggest challenge would be, you know, navigating traffic sometimes is probably the hardest thing in our job. Is when you get out there with really good race car drivers and know what they're doing, it's hard to pass even when you have a fast car.
When you compare this track to other tracks, what's got to be your favorite one?
This is probably one of my favorite ones. I also love Michigan. Any of the new pavement places have been really good for me, and a mile and a half, so I love fast tracks like that.
What about for ethanol? To be able to wear that green?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I'm huge supporter of ethanol, and I think what American Ethanol is doing for our country is amazing. Not only that, with NASCAR showing their support to going green, it's big for us to be one of the leading cars with American Ethanol on the side of it. And, you know, it's proven. I got millions of miles here on it in NASCAR, and the performance is there. I enjoy it. I hope that we keep up in the percentages.
And I'm sure for you and your pit crew alike, it's good to be able to breathe some cleaner air.
Yes, for sure. You know, anytime you're going green and showing the initiative to do that, and it's good for all the young fans to see out here the future of America, see what we can do with a clean fuel.
What are some of the things that you do to be able to promote? I know later on this afternoon, shortly, you're going to be able to tweet some of the fans and talk about what's happening here, talk about ethanol.
Yeah, it's fun to be able to interact. Social media has done so much for our sport. The amount of people we can reach now is endless. So we can, you know, show them what we're doing with ethanol. We can show them what we're doing on the track and what we enjoy on any given weekend.
Talk about the teammate aspect for me quickly, for you guys to be all racing together.
You know, it's good to have solid teammates on your team to push you competitive-wise. You want to have guys that want to push you and make you better, and I think we have that here at RCR.
I have a Nebraska corn grower who's out in the field this weekend, and he said he'd love to be able to have you have that win this week while you're pushing ethanol.
That would be great. You know, the green car has been really good for us, especially at these mile and a half. So we got our first pole this year at Fontana in the American Ethanol car. Something about that green, it likes to go fast.
Now, luckily, you don't have to race on Mother's Day, so you can spend some time with your mom. Talk about her a little bit with watching you race. I'm sure she goes through the moments of clenching and panicking.
It's got to be a tough position to be in for all the moms out there watching their sons go and race. And she does such a good job of it, and she's done such a great job of it her entire life. I think being in a racing family has definitely helped her, but she knows about racing about as much as anybody in that garage, so it's awesome having a mom that's into it.
One last question, if you can just give a quick shout out to the American corn grower out there so we can share it with them this week.
Yes, you know, thank you guys for all you do and putting ethanol out there. And I just want to go out there and represent you and show them how fast ethanol really can go.